Thanks for being with us this hour on The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Of course, it's tax day tomorrow. You might be one of the people scrambling to get your paperwork filed on time, a little bit last minute maybe. But here's a question. Do your kids know what tax day is? Do they know about taxes at all? Financial literacy advocate and author Beth Kobliner is making it her mission to help parents talk to their kids about money for Financial Literacy Month. And it doesn't hurt that she got help from Saturday Night Live's Kate McKinnon to help reach her target audience.
What is a credit card?
It spends money. You really slide it in this machine when you buy
that's
stuff.
You hold it with your two fingers and whoop, like this. No, like that. No, like this.
Now, it makes sense that kids know how to use a credit card. God, they're so cute when they talk to Kate McKinnon there. But do they know exactly when to use a credit card, when not to? This is just one lesson that Beth Kobliner wants to help parents teach their kids. And she joins me now in the studio. Beth, great to have you back on The Takeaway.
Oh, great to be here, Todd. Thanks.
It's been a long time. It's great to talk to you, Beth. So that's pretty fun and pretty awesome that you got Kate McKinnon
to take off the
Jeff Sessions ears there and help out with the kids. slightly different bit for her, but what's the message here? The kids are adorable. They know that a credit card goes whoop, but in the future, they're going to have to know a lot more than that.
Right. Well, as you know, I've been writing about money for many, many years and trying to promote this idea of financial literacy. But money still is the number one stressor for most families. And it's important to have money conversations. So I thought this would be a nice little icebreaker to get parents, first of all, to realize how cute these kids don't know anything, but also not so cute. Parents don't know much about money either. And it's important to start talking about what is a credit card? Kids don't see it. It's invisible anymore. They don't see cash. So they see a swoop and we get magic things. And so using cash, for example, to teach numeracy, to teach counting, addition, subtraction, making change, and also to talk about the idea that money is finite. You know, when you have $5, you go into the store, you buy something, you want to buy something for $6, well, you're going to have to put something back because you only have $5, not a plastic magic card that makes us pretty much seem to get whatever we want.
Now, do you find, Beth, that a lot of parents have actual explicit conversations with their kids, age appropriate, about money, about saving, about, dollars are finite? Or is it the kind of thing that parents expect to pass through osmosis? You know, you spend your childhood with your parents, you see their spending habits, their financial habits, and they expect it'll just kind of trickle down.
Right. Well, I think it's the latter. You know, most people say they don't really start talking seriously about money until their kids are about to go off to college. And then I think I find that parents are more and more annoyed that their kids, may call from college and said, "Oh, I ran out of money." Or one of my favorite stories, a girl said her account was hacked, her checking account was hacked. But it really turned out she didn't realize her debit card was actually spending money as she was swooping all around and money was coming out of the account. So these conversations are really important to have with kids when they're young. And we just, and schools aren't teaching this topic either. Only 5 states in the whole country have a requirement of a full semester personal finance class to graduate. So these conversations aren't happening in school. And they really need to happen at home at early ages.
So I'm going to guess the kids in that video with Kate McKinnon, maybe 5, maybe 6 from
exactly.
The sounds of it. What areas are most appropriate, most important for kids at that tender age before they start spending their own money?
Right. Well, using cash. When you use cash, research shows us from MIT, when you use cash, you experience what's called the pain of paying, counting out those dollars, versus when you use a card, it feels like fake money and magic. So use cash. Tell your kid to use cash, and you should use cash with them. Also, open a bank account. Whenever I ask that on the road and I've been talking all over and parents will say, "Oh, yes, I remember fondly opening a bank account." They smile. It was sort of a financial rite of passage. But today, all of our banking is done online. So our children aren't seeing us going into the bank and they don't have a bank account. And it's an important thing. At 5 or 6 years old, they feel like, "Oh, okay, now I'm opening an account. I'm going to start saving money. I'll go, every few months to make a deposit." Those kind of experiences really concretize the idea of saving.
Sounds like physicality is really a principle here when the kids are very young. Just make it tangible.
Exactly. Like all kinds of learning, you know, I think that's really important. I think when it comes to when you're out with your kid and you're at the checkout line and your kid says, I want this. And you sort of give in because we're all tired as parents and we give in to kids' demands at the checkout line, whether it's, you know, gum or candy. Research out of Duke University shows that when we constantly give in to our kids in that kind of way, those kids have more financial problems down the road. And it makes sense. They don't have that self-control, delayed gratification. And teaching kids these concepts, whether you start saving in a savings jar at home or you do a matching program, you say, okay, if you save a dollar, I'll put in 50 cents or a dollar. That will give a kid an incentive to save up for something that they really want.
Yeah, well, they don't call them impulse buys for nothing. Not
exactly.
Only do you buy them on impulse, but they teach impulse as well. Something to think about when you're in the checkout line.
Yeah.
Beth, quite honestly, I mean, a conversation with kids about money in a wealthy family is going to be a very different conversation than in a family that's low income or struggles
yes.
with money. Take a minute before we go and just talk about the realities of that conversation.
Right. I think the realities of those conversations, of course, are very different with very different long-term outlooks. However, I think it's maximizing everyday moments with kids. You know, I spoke in St. Louis last week, and a father said, I grew up very poor. I was afraid of money, and I don't know how to sort of start talking about it with my kids. And then I spoke at Google, and a father said, oh, I don't want my kids to be entitled. So I think those basic everyday lessons, doing our best if we can, you know, parents are working and busy, but trying to sort of say, we have our family's goals and we have our priorities. And yes, we can't go on this vacation, but we're going to save toward your college, and talking about college at an early age, whether you have a lot of money or not a lot of money. We know from research when parents tell kids they're saving for their college education, those kids are more likely to go to college regardless of how much the parents are saving in those accounts. So the idea of expectation and talking to them and doing the research, I think there really are similarities in that. And I think there are ways for parents to really make something, for example, like college, which feels so daunting, letting a child know we are in this together. We'll be a team. We'll find a school that's good for you, but one we can afford. And doing that research early in eighth grade, ninth grade with a child, I think is one of those similarities between, you know, both situations.
Conversations with kids about money that can last a lifetime. Beth Kobliner, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure, Todd.